Shit, Nick.
What? Oh, wait.
Guess what?
Oh, hang on, blow the dust off. God.
Guess what?
It's been ages since
we... I know, it's been ages since we...
Podcast.
We literally dug up a podcast from the ancient ruins of Tachyon... The Tach world.
Yeah,
The old Tach civilizations that rivaled the Romans because they were so cool.
It's been ages since we've
Nick,
had one.
What is that you're fundling with?
Oh well, this is my present.
Oh,
welcome
party popper.
To the Tach Productions podcast.
Woo!
That's gonna smell like.
And also, it's New Year's Eve. Hi,
yay!
Everybody. Hello, and welcome to a very delayed episode of the Tach Productions podcast.
Yes.
Hello.
So I don't know what episode it is.
I genuinely don't. So, hello. My name's Hayden Dempsey Warner. Hello.
Hello, I'm... By the time this comes out, you will know me off the telly.
So, yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello. So, yeah, now we should mention that it's New Year's Eve.
It is New Year's Eve.
Woo!
So, yeah.
Everyone. We're not actually spending New Year's Eve together, though. We spent New Year's Eve together.
Welcome to the Christmas New Year's Eve special.
Woo! we actually sat and played Heavy Rain, didn't we?
We did. We played Heavy Rain on
New
Year's Eve.
Which we were heavily impressed with.
Yeah.
And this morning we played a downloadable content.
We did.
And it scared the absolute knickers off of us.
Yeah, it did.
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah. We can't tell you about it, though, because if you get it, it will ruin it.
Yeah.
You have to play it to know it.
Mate, I don't think I'm going to ever play that again.
No?
It's because I don't think I can. It took too much out of me the last time. I think another heartbreak like that, I just can't deal with it.
Never mind. It's a good game anyway.
It is. My room smells like smoke now.
Yeah, cheers. It does. It smells like gunpowder.
Dying. So, hello, welcome.
Hello.
Welcome. So, Nick, yeah. You've been up to much since the last ep.
I've been up to so much.
Fucking open a diary for.
Well, yeah. Shall I do a couple out of here now?
Do one.
Do one. Okay.
Do you know what time... Yeah, I know what time it
is. Right. This is the 9th of December, 2010.
9th of December? Yeah. Okay, shoot.
I was walking down the road this morning and I did a huge burp right down someone's ear. That probably woke him up.
Your life is average.
I can do the 14th.
Your life is average.
I can do the 14th as well if you want. That's a bit longer.
Yeah, do your 14th.
I was on a first class train today without a ticket. Oh, I am a naughty mister. Thing is, I was standing. So would it matter if I didn't have a first class ticket? If I was sat, then fair enough. Fine me for taking up some lovely cushions. But I was stood, so what would have been first class about my journey? The only thing I can think of is the prettier interior design.
True, there's nothing first class about standing.
Sort your life out, TFL.
Yes, come on, TFL.
Because the poles weren't velvet, the air certainly weren't cleaner.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Work it out.
It's full of nicks as well, so...
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not exactly first class by keeping Nick on.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Yeah. Bastardos. Got to do one more.
One more? I've got to find one more.
Oh.
Okay.
See, once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are not prepared for today's podcast, as it was literally this morning that Nick reminded me, oh, by the way, we have to do a podcast.
Yeah, sorry about that, but that does mean neither of us have prepared anything, so I haven't got diary entries, Taylor hasn't got groups, we haven't got an average person's life.
Nick.
So, yeah.
I just realised, mate,
mm-hmm.
that you did a Wookiee impression instead of saying hello.
Did I?
Yeah.
When did I do that?
You did, as you said hello, you did a Wookiee impression.
Did I?
Yeah. Just introduce again.
I
was going to say, I'm not having you do a Wookiee impression.
What did I do?
You did a Wookiee impression.
Be creative for me, I don't know what I did.
You went, I can't do a Wookiee impression, but you did a Wookiee impression.
So instead of going, I am Nick Ward, hello,
yeah.
I went,
yeah. I don't know what that was.
That was my kind of, oh,
Right.
Wookiee impression.
Well, one more.
What, Wookiee impression?
No.
Okay. Right, okay, this is for the 29th of December 2010. So we've had Christmas and all that. Right, 29th of December 2010. So me and Taylor were walking down the street, singing boo ba day bee dee bee dum dee dee doo. No, but seriously, we was walking down the street and a git threw an egg at us.
Oh, I remember that. That was last night.
Yeah.
No, you wrote one.
It was the other night.
Oh, man, you wrote a diary about the other night.
What sad point has it gotten to in his life where he goes driving with a box of eggs with the intention of throwing them at pedestrians? Then I realised the egg was a metaphor for his life. Thrown away by those who bought him and crumbling at the feet of those who are better than him.
Oh!
Slap round the face!
Boom!
So, yeah.
Just like one of those Facebook groups that make you just want to go BOOM! That reminds me, I didn't even
Did he make you jump, up. Treacle?
So, no, I don't. I don't give a shit.
Well, never mind.
I don't need to get my Facebook groups up, so that's the only reason I'm loading it, okay?
Oh, dear. Choking. That's not good.
Shit. How do I find my pages?
You can't! See, that is the flaw with the brand new layout. Anyway, so this podcast that we're doing is about half hour.
Yeah.
And it's for Christmas. It's our Christmas special.
It's our Christmas special. Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the Christmas special.
Hello.
Being released after Christmas. Because...
No, it's really kind of our Christmas New Year special. Really.
Okay. Because it's the New Year special. Way! I won't let off another one. That's been about three of them that have gone off
I've
now.
I found seven-ish
okay.
pages.
Here we go.
Right, no, we have to... we've got nothing to do. So, Taylor and Nick, say a sentence in an accent, they decide by the other, and then they see if it's right or wrong or not.
Today...
We're going to read my receipt from GameStation.
A GameStation receipt.
So you read what I bought, and then I'll read the GameStation exchange thing.
So
I want you to read it in
a... Do I have to do the number as well?
Yeah, American accent.
American.
No, I don't want you to do like pound sign 699. No, no. I want you to do like
we got this
quid.
One here 707117.
No, don't do that. Follow.
Okay, so just the text.
Just the text.
PPS3 Heavy Rain. Software. Customer age verified. Dante's Eye. Software. Customer age verified. Batman A. Software. Total to pay £43.94. Cash tendered, £50.
£43, is that it?
Change, £6.06.
I bought three games for the price of a game.
Yeah. From Game.
Station. That's
so
cool.
Your little accent for the bottom bit, don't throw away the receipt, I think I'll forget. Your accent
is
going
to
be sleazy hotel manager.
GameStation will exchange all Christmas purchases returned before the 9th of January 11th. Items must be in purchase condition. Restrictions apply to movies and games with online capabilities. Ask staff for more details. That's me, I'm part of the staff. Ask me. Rape. So, take all that from there. So, yeah, that was Tanya Nix. I said this in an accent and somebody other than this. If it's right or wrong or not. Was mine good? Was mine good?
Yeah.
Right.
You sounded
I was
just
worried
like
about
it.
You saying good. Because I don't want to be known as a sleazy hotel manager.
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Shit. No, quick. Look, another jingle's being rushed into play. Quick.
Whoa,
no. Oh,
duck.
Here it comes.
Oh. Oh, what was this one? I can't hear it.
Too many Facebook groups.
Oh, okay. Well,
sorry,
he's coming in for another flyby.
Oh no, it's flying again. Oh no, drive by.
Join too many Facebook groups and thought he'd share them with everyone. There he was flying past, you see.
Okay, now he's gonna fly by and stop so everybody can hear it.
Stop having a jump jet. He can't just stop in the middle.
Yeah, he can.
Can
it's
it?
A jingle. A jingle could do anything.
Okay.
Alright, and here it comes.
Taylor has joined too many Facebook groups and thought he'd share them with everyone.
Meow! That's it flying up again. So, these are the Facebook groups that I have joined.
Okay.
Red Dead Redemption. drinking tea. I eat food whilst waiting for food to cook. Oh. Basically, I'm fat and always hungry. Mumbling the bits of a song you don't know, then bellowing the chorus out with all your heart. Curries don't sell curries. Dominoes don't sell dominoes. Boots don't sell boots. Are you confused? Much?
Yes. Well, not much.
If vegetarians love animals, why do they eat their food? Truth is, everybody's going to hurt you. You just got to find the ones worth suffering for. That's Bob Marley.
Way.
Comebacks to make you feel like going, boom, sit the fuck down. So that's like that earlier. With that
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
The day Nick Clegg died because his would-be doctor couldn't afford to go to uni. Oh, bam.
Stick that one in the room, Nick Clegg.
Satire. And there are other pages. I've just got to wait for them to load. It's a fez. I wear a fez now. Fez is a cool.
Fez is a bloody cool.
Bed. I like bed. Rage Against the Machine, Christmas number one, 2009.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was an eventful year.
Good morning. That's a nice Tanetaba. The Weeknd and Matthew Perry.
Hey.
And 728 more.
So that...
They were the Facebook groups
that Facebook groups that Taylor joined and thought he would share them with everyone.
I disassemble my pen, then assemble it again when I'm bored at school.
Yeah.
Did I let you know that?
Uh-huh.
I love your foundation. Lol joke, you use Nutella. Oh my god, yelling at a video game when you get killed?
Oh, I do that all the time.
Except I kind of almost cry when I accidentally kill someone I wasn't meant to.
Yeah. You killed all the main plot characters.
Oh, mate, I'm pissed off at that, I'm not going to lie.
Never mind.
I've tried and failed to do the compare to meerkat noise. That's the one I'm going to leave it on. Shut up, Nick.
Ting tang, walla walla bing bang.
Yep. I need you to, though, to just finish that off with me with a lovely turntable.
Okay, so go on then.
Okay, so, and... ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move on to the next jingle.
Then you need to do the...
which is... Oh, okay, all right, sorry.
Then I'll give you my...
ting tang, walla walla bing bang. Oh, we're on it, mate. We're on it. Oh, we're on it. Right, so, anecdotes from last time on Nick's diary.
Nick's diary.
Everybody's not favourite section...
Shall I tell you why it's not the favourite section?
Why?
Because we did it early.
Yeah, we did.
I haven't got any more things that I can do a best of.
Have you got an anecdote? What are you doing for New Year's?
What are you doing for New Year's? I'm going up to Toby's house.
Oh, you're going
up
to Toby's?
In Northampton.
Yeah, the thing is, I know. I was just trying to make conversation for the listeners.
So I'm going up to Northampton to study New Year's. Yeah, I'm going to study it. Study it for a bit, and then I'm going to enact it. And we're going to have like a little bit of a party, a little bit of a... get together, a little bit of a shindig. And
a shindig?
And a chinwag.
A shindig, man, that sounds
gonna
painful.
Be a shindig.
A shindig.
Yeah. Not a literal
like a
shindig.
Stomp.
Not a literal shindig. I'm just. No.
Treacle, if you're scratching my wardrobe. Look, you suddenly heard her claws move out of the way and it kind of went, no, that wasn't me.
So, yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to be up there for a few days.
Treacle's my cat, by the way.
Treacle is the cat. Treacle's the one who was purring in an earlier episode.
Yeah.
I
think I'll put it up.
Yeah.
I hope we put it up.
And that's it. I'm going to be coming home and that'll be that, really. That's what's going on. What about you? What are you doing for life? Or New Year's, if you want to narrow it down. It's up to you.
Editing this, uploading this, and seeing who's about, getting them round, having a party, get all the drink out and shit, tidy up, do the dishwasher. Do the dishwasher, have a tidy up here, maybe play some Dante's Inferno until...
You've got more trophies than May Peacock.
Until I bring the acoustic guitar down. I'm going to let Treacle in the wardrobe, by the way, because she keeps battling it.
Okay.
She's looking at me with like one lazy eye and I kind of bang the head too much.
In the meantime, I'm going to tell you about Taylor's mug. Because...
Oh, tell him about my mug.
Taylor's...
Oh, I love my mug. It's like a one and one and one and one, but for tea.
Because Taylor's mug looks a bit rough this morning. I think he woke up a bit funny. He must have slept on it.
Oh,
no, but in all seriousness, Taylor went and bought a proper mug with an handle and a bit where you pour your drink and everything.
But it's just not a normal mug, though, isn't it?
It's not a normal mug because it's basically a bucket.
It's a bucket.
It's a bucket with a picture of Don Corleone on the side. And
can't go wrong with the Godfather.
The phrase,
first thing is, it says the Don. It says the Don on it, which makes me think I'm the Don of whatever's inside that mug.
Or maybe they just forgot to put the G on.
The Don of hot juice.
The Don.
The Don of tea. The Don of
cocking about.
Yeah. Cocking about.
Yeah. That's a James Mayism, that is.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, cock, I've missed a couple.
Oh, cock.
Direct quote there from the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
When they did that.
Direct quote from the Iraq one. Oh, cock.
Yeah. Talking of the Winter Olympics and Iraq and all that, yeah. We've got a review of the year to do.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't we?
So that'll be up next year when we film it. We're still prepping to get all the stuff ready for it. So everybody make sure you subscribe to our YouTube so you know when it'll be up and we don't have to tell you.
Incidentally, the YouTube is
www.youtube.com/tapproductionsuk.
Or you can find us on Twitter at
www.twitter.com/tagproductions.
Or on Facebook.
www.facebook.com/tagproductionspodcast. Or alternatively, you can search Tag Productions Podcast. We're also at Facebook at www.tagproductions.com.
Absolutely. And you've also got the main website.
That's what I just said, didn't I?
Which is www.tech-productions.com.
Oh, dash, or is that the dash?
So
we might be getting rid of that in the new year, though.
That might be going in the new year, so
yeah,
make use of it while you can.
Yeah.
Because it looks very pretty.
Yeah, it does. It proper does, though.
Thanks to Reese.
Yeah, I was going to say, the new website did. Until we forgot to publish it and Reese's laptop burnt up.
Oh, yeah, that's true, because Reese's computers keep catching fire. Shouldn't laugh, because I was here and almost died in a fire at Taylor's house.
Yeah, that was the first time.
Because Reese's laptop... No, his main computer caught fire.
And my mum said to me...
Burned
the
whole house.
My mum took me around the house and showed me all the fire stuff. She said, this is the door that you go to. You don't use the front door. You go straight at the back door, the French door. I was like, okay. And then she went, and there's a fire blanket under the cupboard stairs. I was like, okay. She went, right, that's it, that's all we got for fire safety. I was like, oh, wicked, right, thanks. So if Reese's computer does blow up, I'm meant to put the house out with nothing but my bucket and a blanket.
Is that thanks. Why you bought the big mug?
Well, that's put me over my head, isn't it? Like a helmet. So I look like a knight in fluffy blanketness. Treacle, don't take out my internet. Treacle, you're so naughty.
Right, can we swap seats?
No.
We must.
Why?
Because we need to find an average-lived person.
Average-lived person?
Yeah. We shall do it quick, because we can't move on to songs and films yet, because there's still a long way to go.
Oh!
So...
Is that on his chair?
I don't know. You know, I sat on it last night, and it kept on clicking and breaking. And then...
Yeah, no way.
Right.
Feels like it's sitting on quagmire.
Okay. Today's podcast was brought to you by the word Eve.
Eve.
Yes.
Eve.
So
like
today.
New Year's Eve. Or Adam's and Eve's. So
Or Eve.
Hey, Adam. What? Adam.
What?
Would you like to eat this apple? That
no.
kind of Eve. That kind of Eve. So Eve.
Anyway, today, right, this is from an anonymous user. Today,
when I turned on the television,
Hannah Montana was on. I was sitting next to my cat, who then stepped on the remote, which switched the television to the weather channel. I'm glad my cat knows what not to watch. My life is average. Well done you for having an average life.
What about the top one? Today, while reading Dear Blank, Please Blank, I saw a post that said, Dear Katy Perry, last night I dreamt I was riding a unicorn through Narnia in a search for the ultimate cheese puffs. Then my friend's brother showed up and we did the YMCA. Then I woke up, sincerely, that is a real teenage dream. I think they're one of us.
Mind my you, life you thought average. that was weird. We haven't told anyone about your dream where you had a pet monkey and you attached symbols to its wrists, but it didn't have to play them all the time. It
because,
could do things with its hands, and then you gave it a tie so you knew what one was yours. And it was the only monkey there.
The thing is, right, you come in with a cup of tea this morning, right, and I literally just told you, and I didn't even find it weird. I just told you and went, yeah, I had a dream about a monkey. And he was like, okay. I was like, yeah. Attached symbols to its hands, then it could play them when it wanted to. But not all the time, because they were attached to his wrist, so he could put them on the back of his wrist. And he was like, okay. And I was like, yeah. We started chasing the old lady about, and I put a tie on him to make sure I knew which one was mine. He was like, were there other monkeys? I was like, no, of course not. It's just mine. But I wouldn't put a tie on him.
I think that's actually considered animal cruelty in some countries.
The thing is, we wasn't even watching or playing anything to do with monkeys. The closest thing to a monkey we saw last night was the babies with the swords on their hands in Dante's Inferno.
Yeah. Mind you, that other baby in Heavy Rain looked pretty clunky, didn't it?
Oh no, that was a cute baby.
Oh, I'll tell you what else we was going to do at some point after we saw that book.
Google's Die Hard page.
Right. We have this. So...
Oh, FPL.
This is the less fortunate people. Today, I found a note in my boyfriend's car from another girl telling him she hoped he liked the flowers. These were the same flowers he gave me while I was in the hospital just after having his kid. F
oh. My life. Today, my boyfriend and I were about to take our first shower together when he came into the room. He had swimming trunks on. Fuck my life. Oh!
Today, I was getting...
To be fair, that's what I'd do. I'd get special swimming trunks. I'd get like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle one.
I'd get Hawaiian ones.
Just for...
Mankini.
I'd get a fucking wetsuit, mate.
Today?
I'd get a scuba diver. I'll come in, right, with the old diving suit, you know, with the massive metal helmet and the big sudden thing.
Today, I was getting my chest waxed. The woman dipped the stick into the wax and hit her elbow, making wax fall into my eyes. F my life. This may be a short-lived section.
Today, I took my daughter to the grocery store. The bag boy seemed to be flirting with me and smiling. He had to be half my age. Once in the car, I glimpsed myself in the rearview mirror. I had chocolate completely covering one of my front teeth. Fuck my life.
Okay. Today, I figured out why the man I've been seeing for 3 years hasn't asked my hand in marriage. His current wife called me and told me all about it. My life.
Pissed.
Oh, look, and then you can vote. You can go, I agree, your life sucks, or you totally deserved it.
Oh!
So, yeah. Oh, well, there we go. That is that. Today, while putting a drip in the back of an elderly patient's hand, he commented that he didn't realise doctors had pierced nipples, but not to worry because he's only in the hospital for the bitches. F my life. Nice one. That's nice. That's from Cheshire.
Cheshire?
Yes.
What, the cat?
No, from the United Kingdom's Cheshire.
Ah.
So that is that section of the week over and done with.
Fear of the week.
I was reading Jay's Whoa.
Living on a prayer.
Whoa.
We're making us well. Living on a prayer.
I think I might have burnt my thumb on that one.
Oh, I was doing a Ray Peacock impression. I think we should do another song.
This week's song of the week.
I sit and wait. There's an angel. Contemplate my fate.
No.
I was hoping you'd do the piano instead of taking the piss.
Oh, right, okay. Down.
I didn't know. The places where we go, where we're grey and old.
Dun, 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 dun.
'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold.
Dun, dun.
So dun, when I'm blind in my bed. Thoughts running through my head, and I'm calling for duets. That was actual lyrics. I just wanted to do the chorus for me. I'm loving angels instead. And to it, she offers me protection.
Right or wrong.
And down the waterfall, we live in
won't break me, yeah.
When it comes to car.
Down.
You motherfucking bitches, bell of angels instead, Bloodfire. I think that was a whirlwind render. Boom! I think we ended that one pretty well.
Yeah. So this week's song of the week is Angels by Robbie Williams.
Oh, yeah, Robbie Williams. We love Robbie Williams.
Okay.
This time we've got Film of the Week. Film of the Week. This week's Film of the Week is Heavy Rain.
That counts because it's a very cinematic game.
No shit. It's the first game that you've gone, no, this is a game, not a film. Yeah. Tekken was a film. This was meant to be a film.
Tekken 6 is a film.
This week's Film of the Week is Tekken 6.
No, it's not. That's a rubbish film.
Right.
This week's Film of the Week is the brand new PS3 game that is Heavy...
No. We go Inception, because you bought me it for Christmas.
We've already had Inception.
Have we?
When we went to see it.
Oh, shit, man, yeah. Right, we'll have Heavy Rain.
This week's Film of the Week is Heavy Rain. You'd be forgiven, because it actually looks very realistic anyway. The people were proper animated.
Proper animated.
Like, they're proper people in this game. They're not just NPCs, they're proper people.
Yeah, they're like proper shit.
When you're walking through a crowd, people actually physically try and get out of your way by sliding. You know,
no, that's not what happens in real life, but...
Yeah, you know when you're in a crowd and you sort of do that weaving thing with your torso? So
they
do all that. They blink properly, not just like the eyelid folding down and then back up. Yeah, I've noticed
they blink properly. They do blink properly.
However, the towels and clothes looked a bit rigid, I felt.
Yeah, well, to be honest, they did keep
taking
them off.
But they did a very good job, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did keep them taking off for the raunchy sex scenes.
Yeah. The massive raunchy sex scenes and the way that you can watch Madison Page in a shower and decide which clothes to take off first.
Would you like to
go to a strip club and make her take her clothes off again? Yeah. I mean, I don't want to not advertise it to everybody. The bloke does it as well.
Yeah, there's a bit of bloke getting his kit off if you are a lady and like that kind of thing.
Or if you're a man,
like all of that as well.
And also vice versa, if you're a lady who likes that kind of thing for the lady part.
Yeah.
You know, with the lady taking off her clothes and.
There are older gentlemen as well for the older ladies and older gentlemen.
And there are older ladies who.
There's an older lady who is currently in bed. But that is, she's in bed, she's ready
she's
and waiting
got,
for you if you're an older
yeah,
lady or elderly
say,
gentleman.
She's got Alzheimer's, so you know you can practically do what you want and just say it's her new pills.
Okay, I'm getting away with my one then. Can I have my diary, please?
No!
Right.
I can end it now.
No.
Because I can just fill it out in 3 minutes with shit.
No. Oh, now I need to find it. You got the.
I'm loving angels instead.
Where is it? I know, because it ends in an... Oh, here it is.
Oh, fuck.
Right? The 23rd of December, 2010.
Oh, bollocks.
The elderly are great.
Oh, piss and shit.
They're like mobile treasure chests.
Oh, fuck nuggets.
The knowledge and memories contained within their minds are gifts, and they should be sought after and valued.
You're a silly sausage.
Unless they have Alzheimer's. I'm going to hell.
Well, glad you said it, not me.
Yeah. So, that was this week's Merry Christmas podcast.
To be fair,
we've seen
hell.
Yeah.
You don't want to go there. It's fucking babies with sores on their hand. Have you been baptised?
Yeah.
Right, good. Otherwise you'd be a baby with a fucking sword in their hands. Instead you're going to be a horny devil. Oh, God. What's your favourite flower, Nick?
My favourite flower? Oh, the chrysanthemum. And if you want, you can cross-reference that with religion to get all of the... You can get all the references that I've just made, all the puns. If you don't get them, I'm going to be incredibly cross.
I'll give you that one. No, I didn't get that.
There was the really good one yesterday where you were throwing crucifixes around all over the place and I said, hey, check out my new crossbow.
That was good. That one was good. I did give you that one.
Yeah.
So, hope everybody had a very good Christmas. Hope everybody's going to have a brilliant New Year.
There's a man cleaning the bus stop.
Is there? Yeah. Lovely. Hope everybody's going to have a brilliant New Year. Thank you so much for supporting us this year.
Yeah.
We really do appreciate it.
Or last year, whenever this comes
out. We hope everybody's going to have a lovely New Year.
Yeah. Have a good one.
If you're listening to this in the New Year.
Hope you had a good New Year.
Yeah. We hope everything was alright.
And hope your opening to January has been fruitful.
Fruitful?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a farmer.
Yeah.
Because you could make a mint, because crops aren't supposed to grow in winter.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, to be fair though, you do need to question his methods if he is growing them.
I don't care, I'd eat GM anyway.
GM?
Yeah, genetically modified.
Oh, I thought you meant general managers.
Yeah, I'd eat them.
Oh, right.
As long as they weren't human, like if they were general managers of cows or something, like a cow. Because then I'd just get
what,
a chip.
What, a cow in a suit? That's what I'm imagining.
Yeah, but then he gets killed, right? And then cooked up into a nice beefsteak or something.
Oh, I do like beef.
Ooh.
Oh, I do like a bit of beef.
Not as good as
vegetarians are listening, you're fucking weird.
Not as good as the pigs in blanket sandwiches we had yesterday.
Oh, mate, they were nice pigs in blanket sandwiches. It was like sausage and bacon in a sandwich.
It's because it was sausage and bacon in a sandwich.
I know, that's why I said it.
We'll explain the premise of a pig in blanket to you later on.
In another episode.
Yeah.
So, that's goodbye from me. Say goodbye, Nick.
And it's goodbye from him.
Say goodbye, Nick. You're a dick. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for supporting the Tap Productions podcast, and have a good new year.
Yay!